有拥有。
I am that I am。
那么也有人讲说呢，这个就叫做一个永远的现在，有人这样说法。
Someone said this is the eternal now。
或者呢，或者我们有人说是没有无生之始，无命之终。
And it has no beginning, it does not have an end。
这是希伯来书里面的话。
And this is the word in Hebrew。
就是无始无终。
Without beginning, without end。
或者说呢，一直的延续。
Or
everlasting。
Everlasting continuum.
我曾经翻了一下英文的字典。
And I have looked into the English dictionary.
它那个里面有一个说法是说呢，eternal, the eternal 就是指的神说的。
There is a sentence called the eternal is pointing to God.
那就是其实神就是永远。
Because God is forever.
那么我呢，用一个比较简单的一个领会。
I'll give you a simple comprehension of this.
我就是永远呢，就是一种在存在的在。
And eternity is existing.
没有过去，没有将来，是一直的在。
There's no past, there's no future, it is continual existing.
你无论什么时候在那里。
No matter when, he is existing.
我想这也是我们一点点的领会。
And this is a simple comprehension.
那么诗篇一百零二篇也告诉我们，神是永远存在。
And in Psalm chapter 102, it also tells us God endures forever.
我想关于这个点，我只能讲到这里。
I think to this point, I can only stop here.
至少我们现在知道，永远不是时间。
So at least we know now that eternity is not time.
因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，神在永远里面做工。也不需要时间。
Therefore, when God works in eternity, He does not need time.
你说，当他计划出来的时候，就一切都已经完成了。
When He has the blueprint, everything is done already.
这就是希伯来书第四章第三节那里的话。
And this is the word in Hebrews chapter
3. 神所计划的工作呢，在立世界根基的时候就已经全部完全了。
It says that God's work has already been finished before the foundation of the world.
当然我们知道这个工作里面所包括最大的一个工作就是教会。
And we know that his greatest work in time is the church.
所以因此我们可以这样的来领会它，就是教会呢，在神的计划中一计划出来的时候就已经完成了。
And so we can understand it this way. When God has planned for the church is already done.
教会在永远里面是完全的。
The church in eternity is already completed.
教会在永远里面也是丰满的。
And the church in eternity also is full, is with fullness.
我想我们从圣经里面可以举两个例子来说明它一下。
And I think we can give two examples in the Bible.
我们请弟兄姊妹看一下以西结书第四十章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书第四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们读一下第一节和第二节。
We read verse 1 and verse 2 of chapter 40.
我们被掳掠第25年，耶路撒冷城攻破后14年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立。
Chapter 40 verse 1. In the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14 years after the city was captured, on the very same day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he took me there. In the vision of God, he took me into the land of Israel, and set me on a very high mountain. On it toward the south was something like a structure of a city.
我们知道以西结曾经被掳到巴比伦去。
We know that Ezekiel was captured into Babylonia.
他在巴比伦呢，现在待了已经有25年。
And by now he has been there for 25 years.
我们知道他本来是一个祭司家庭出身的。
We know that he was born in a priest family.
那么他应当是一个侍奉神的人。
He should be one who served God.
他非常的关心神的家。
He is concerned with the house of God.
所以在以西结里面，我们看见神把许多的异象启示给他。
And therefore we see in the book of Ezekiel, God gave him much revelation.
在他被掳第二十五年以后。
After he was captured 25 years,
神把一个最大的意象摆在他的里面。
God gave him a great vision.
他这里记载说，
Here it mentions,
他说那个时候呢，圣殿呢已经被摧毁有14年。
He said that the temple was destroyed for about 14 years already.
地上的耶路撒冷城呢，和圣殿已经被摧毁了。
And the earthly temple and in Jerusalem was already destroyed.
但是很奇妙的，神借着他的灵啊，把他又重新带回到以色列地。
And by the Spirit of God, miraculously, he brought him back to Jerusalem.
然后神把他带到一座高大的山上。
God brought him up to a high mountain.
他就在那里忽然之间看见，在南边出现了一座城。
And toward the south of the mountain, he saw a structure of a city.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以说这是天上的耶路撒冷。
We can see that this is the heavenly Jerusalem.
我个人相信他所看见的不是一幅图画。
I believe what he saw was not just a picture.
是一个立体的东西。
It is a three-dimensional thing.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们有个很强烈的对比。
Here it gives us a strong comparison.
我们看见在时间中的耶路撒冷城已经被摧毁了。
We see that Jerusalem in time has already been destroyed.
但是在永远里面，是永远旨意中间那座城却是完整的。
But in eternity, the city of God is complete.
那在以西结书里面，特别神让这个以西结呢看见，那个城是怎么样被测量的。
And Ezekiel was shown how the city was measured.
我相信很多读经的弟兄姊妹。
And many Bible scholars tell us.
当我们把这个40章开始的这一段城的这个所有的尺寸读到最后头昏眼花。
And they said when you study the first section of chapter 40, when you try to read about the measurements, you will get very confused.
哎呀，我们就说神为什么要这么麻烦，这么细，每一个地方都去把它量一量
？Why does God want to measure everything with that with the measuring rod and measure everything?
这个门也量一量，这个廊子也量一量，那个阶梯也量一量，每样事物都量了。
You would measure the doorways, you would measure the hallways, you would measure the steps, you would measure everything.
并且不厌其烦地把那些尺寸记载下来。
And it record every single detail of the measurements.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以摸到神的心。
We can touch God's heart here.
他是多么宝贵他自己的旨意。
How he treasured his own purpose.
他安慰先知以西结。
He is comforting the prophet
Ezekiel.
Because he knows Ezekiel is someone who loved him.
他似乎对于西结说，你看，地上的城，地上的殿完全被摧毁了。
As if he is saying to Ezekiel, look, that the earthly Jerusalem was and the temple has been destroyed.
但是天上的永远里面的那座城是完整的。
But the city in heaven.That is in eternity. That is complete.
没有一个地方缺了一寸。
There are no place that is lacking one inch.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们就知道，在永远里面，神的工作是已经完成了。
So therefore, we know in eternity, God's work is done.
那我们还可以举另外一个例子。
We can have another example.
我们看这个启示录最末了的一章，启示录第21章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
21章第十节
Verse 10.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And he carried me away in the spirit in a great and high mountain.
然后呢
And show me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
然后呢这个约翰呢就看见这一座高大的城。
And now John, see this great city.
它是用金金、用珍珠、用宝石建立起来的。
And it is made of pure gold and pearls and precious stone.
在这里呢，神也把它测量。
Here, God also measure it.
但是这里的测量是用天使的尺寸。
But here, the measurement is in angels' measurement.
这个比人的尺寸更大。
And it is greater than man's measurement.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of that?
我们知道，在约翰所看见的这座城
，We know that this city that John has seen.
他比较注重那个建筑的材料。
It is the emphasis is on the material that was built.
也就是注重它的那个性质。
And is to paying attention to its nature.
意思说，以西结所看见的是尺寸上的完全。
What Ezekiel saw was the completeness of the measurement.
那么在这里呢，约翰所看见的性质上面的这个丰满。
And what John saw is the fullness of that city.
那事实上我们知道当初地上的教会的光景已经开始坠落。
But in actuality, we know that at that time, the church condition is already going down.
在启示录二三章给我们看见那七个教会的光景没有一个是完全的。
We see that in chapter 2 and 3, no church in there that was mentioned was complete.
在地上没有一个教会是完全丰满的。
There is no church on earth that will be with fullness.
但是在时间中的教会可以是软弱的。
But the church within time can be weak.
但在永远里面的是丰满的。
But the church in eternity is with fullness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在圣经里至少我们可以找到这两个例子来说明一下，就在时间和永远里面它的一个关系。
And at least we can find these two examples in the Bible to show us the relationship between time and eternity.
这个对我们今天来讲也是很重要的看见。
This is also very important for us to see today.
弟兄姊妹们，如果主开我们里面的眼睛，
Brother and sister, if the Lord open our eyes today,
我们能看见教会在永远里面是已经完全已经达到丰满的。
We can see that the church has already reached its fullness and is already completed.
这个对于今天我们在地上跟随主侍奉主人来讲，这是一个非常大的激励。
And for those of us who serve the Lord and want to follow the Lord, this is a great encouragement.
并且会叫我们里面永远不灰心。
And it will cause us not to despair.
虽然我自己侍奉主的年日不算很长。
Although I did not serve the Lord for very long.
我感谢主的怜悯。
I thank the Lord's mercy.
让我略略的能够知道一点点。
That I know just a little bit.
就是这一点点也支持我们今天在地上能够还跟随主往前。
But only that little bit was able to support us to follow the Lord continue on.
虽然我的经历远赶不上很多年长弟兄们的经历。
Although my experience cannot be compared with brothers and sisters who are before me.
我有时候会对弟兄姊妹这样说。
But sometimes I say to my brothers and sisters.
就在过去这短短的经历里面。
In the short experience that I had.
若不是看见主所让我看见的这一点，
If it's not because of what the Lord showed me,
我们有一百个心都灰得光光的。
Even if we have 100 hearts, we will still be despair.
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天你真是像以西结、像约翰能看见这一个的话呢？
But today, if we are like John or like Ezekiel, we can see this.
地上教会遇见再大的难处，遇见更多所有败坏的事情，也不会叫你灰心。
Even more difficulty or more destruction in the church will not cause us to lose hope.
这个意象的确会给我们带来极大的鼓舞和激励。
Because this vision will give us encouragement.
你会像保罗一样。
You'll be like Paul.
你会像约翰一样。
You'll be like John.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们追求得胜的经历。
When we pursue after the experience of overcoming.
我们需要有意象。
We need to have vision.
需要有里面的看见。
We need to see from within.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
就的永远来说，
According to eternity,
没有任何人能破坏神的工作。
No one can destroy God's work.
因为那已经是完全的。
Because it's already done.
弟兄姊妹们，仇敌也不能破坏。
Even the enemy cannot destroy it.
这是我们里面很大的安慰和鼓舞。
This is our greatest comfort and encouragement.
今天我们侍奉主必须要看见永远的。
Today when we serve the Lord, we must see the eternity.
然后我们在地上，在时间中间，照着神永远的旨意，跟随他。
That now on earth in time we will follow him according to his eternal purpose.
所以因此我们看见在神永远的旨意里面。
So we see within his eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅有永远的那一面。
Not only has that the side of the eternity.
也有时间的这条线。
We also see the line of the time.
神不仅在永远里面，他的工作是完成的。
Not only in eternity his work is completed.
今天神在时间中间这个工作虽然还没有达到顶点，但是神也要竭力把它带到完全。
But today in time, God is working on the church to bring it to completion.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们从圣经里面可以领会出神创造时间有它非常重要的意义。
So therefore, we understand God when He created time, there was full of meaning.
我们晓得时间是神从永远里面所创造出来的。
We know that time was created within eternity.
神创造时间最大的目的也是为着要得着教会。
And the greatest purpose of creating time is to obtain a church.
神创造时间还有一个次要的目的呢，就是要消灭仇敌一切的工作。
And the second purpose in to create time is to destroy the works of the enemy.
我们可以从主的话语里面清楚的看见。
We can see from the word of the Lord.
当神创造整个 万有的时候
，When God created all the creations，
神就把这一切的万有都封闭在时间的里面。
God sealed them within the time frame。
所以呢，今天我们所看见的万有，所有一切的事物，都受时间的限制。
So therefore, we see all things being controlled or sealed by time.
因为今天你在地上所能看见的每一件事情，弟兄姊妹，都是有时间性。
Therefore, everything that you see has its own time.
传道书第三章
，Ecclesiastes chapter 3，
这里很清楚地告诉我们
，Very clearly it tells us.
他第一节说，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
Chapter 3 verse 1 To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，就是我们一生的年日也在时间的限制里面。
Even our whole life, all the days in our life, it is within time.
在使徒行传第17章26节那里
In Acts chapter 17,
就告诉我们神给我们定准的年限。
It tells us that God has set our time.
也为我们划定了疆界。
And also measure our border.
所以弟兄姊妹们，时间有一面的意义来讲，它就是一个限定。
And with time, then you would have a boundary.
是一个 restriction.
Oh, then you have the restriction.
时间是一个限定。
And time is a limitation.
所以凡是在时间中间的一些东西，弟兄姊妹们，都是有限。
That which is within time has its limitation.
都是有时间性的。
It's all related to time.
所以今天我们在地上你看不见任何的东西，包括了那些金属、石头这些东西，随着时间过去都是朽坏的，那么都是衰残的。
So therefore, in everything that you see, including precious stone and gold, with time it will be corrupted.
因为神没有意思把他现在所创造的这个天地呢叫他永远存在下去
because God did not have the purpose to keep whatever he has created now forever
那弟兄姊妹神在时间中间有他自己的计划
because within time he has his own plan
并且是一个非常完整的计划
and this is a complete plan
好，所以我们在圣经中常常可以读到说这个世世代代
And therefore we read in the Bible many times generation after generation or age after age
日期满足的时候
or sometimes it says when the fullness of time comes
就是说按着锁定的日子
or according to the predestined time
你就看见神不仅创造时间神在时间中间也做了完整的计划
not only we see that God created time he also have a complete plan within time
所以我们读圣经的时候我们可以读出好多不同的时代
So therefore, when we read the Bible, we see many different ages.
律法时代、恩典时代啊，这些。
And we see the age of the law, and we see the age of grace.
尤其我们到了启示录里面的时候。
Especially when we go into Revelation.
我们看见启示录是神在人类最末了历史中间最后的时间计划。
And we see that this is the last part of time God's plan in it.
每一个进程都非常清楚地列在那里
and every procedure every going on is listed over there
我们感谢神
we thank God
弟兄姊妹们他不仅为他自己荣耀的旨意在时间中间做了计划
that not only he put his plan within time
神也把仇敌所有一切的工作通通摆在时间的限定里面
he also put the work of the enemy within time
我们晓得除了那些好的天使之外
We know that other than the good angels
所有的万有都封闭在时间里面
Everything is limited by time
现在神把魔鬼和他一切的势力也封闭在时间的里面
He also put the devil and his and the one belongs to him within time
我们可以看一下启示录十二章
We can turn to Revelation chapter 12
我们知道撒旦本来会被称作是空中执政掌权者的首领
And he is the rulers of the principality in the heavens.
那现在呢，因着那个男孩子被提
，Now because of the male child was lifted,
天上起了征战。
In heaven there is a great warfare.
我们看见魔鬼跟米迦勒征战。
We see the archangel Michael was warring with Satan.
结果呢，
Satan.
魔鬼就被摔到地上来了。
And the devil was cast down to the world.
所以在十二节这里有一句话。
So chapter 12, there is a sentence here.
特别中间有那句话。
In the middle, it says.
他说，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多。
In verse 12, in the second part, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time.
弟兄姊妹们，魔鬼 都知道他被时间限定住了。
Even the devil knows that he was limited by time.
他的时候不多了。
He has a short time.
所以他在地上要尽他最后的这个努力啊，要把他所有的势力统统用出来。
So therefore, he wants to use his last strength to bring out all his power.
所以因此，弟兄姊妹们，造成地上教会很大的艰难。
And he will create great tribulation for the church.
也产生了最后三年半的大灾难。
And also that bring forth the last 3.5 years of tribulation.
我们可以很清楚地看见仇敌对于时间他是有感觉的。
We can clearly see that the enemy can feel the time.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神把他的仇敌陷在时间的里面。
God put his enemy within time.
所以当主耶稣基督降临的时候
，When Jesus Christ will come again.
我们知道仇敌在地上工作暂时的结束就被捆锁丢在无底坑里面。
And we know that the enemy will be bound and put into the bottomless pit.
然后下面一个千年的国度的时间。
Then we will have 1,000 years.
那么到了最后千年国度的时间也结束。
And at the end, this millennium will be over.
我们看见魔鬼和他所有一切的差役、一切的势力，统统被丢在永远的火湖里。
And we see that the devil and everyone that belongs to him will be cast into the lake of fire.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
时间对今天整个万有、对仇敌来讲、对我们人来讲，也是个限定的。
That time it is a limitation to all, to us as well as the enemy.
那么时间中，神也有他完整的计划。
And in time, God has His own perfect plan.
但是我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
时间对于我们蒙恩得救的基督徒来讲是机会。
Time to us who are saved by the Lord, it is opportunity.
在以弗所书第五章十六节就告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, it tells us.
要爱惜光阴。
You need to treasure the time.
我们都知道这句话可以翻成要抓住机会。
It says to redeem the time, or you can say the redeemed opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们如果能抓住神在地上所给我们的机会，我们就是爱惜光阴的人。
And so today, if we still catch the opportunity God gives us, then we are redeeming the time.
神实在是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
他给我们不知道有多少的机会。
No matter, we don't know how much opportunity God has given us.
是我们呢，因为轻看了神的量给我们的机会，所以我们浪费了很多时间。
But it is us who look lightly upon the opportunity God has presented to us, and therefore we wasted His time.
我们的得救在时间中。
Our salvation was in time.
我们生命的成长也在时间的里面。
Our spiritual growth was also in time.
弟兄姊妹，这都是神量给我们的恩典。
This is grace that God has given to us.
但是呢，神把这些恩典加在我们身上。
When God gives us these grace,
那是为了叫我们能更多体贴神的心意。
It is for us to consider God's desire, sympathize with God's desire.
我想我们体贴神的心意最大的表现。就在追求所谓教会的见证。
When we pursue the testimony of the church, we are sympathizing with God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，神在时间中把许多的机会量给我们。
God in time has given us much opportunities.
我们开头讲到，教会在地上，在时间里面，乃是以见证的方式出现。
And we also mentioned earlier that in time, the church appear in the form of testimony.
有很多的时候。
Many times.
也许我们弟兄姊妹们提到永远的时候
，When we mention eternity，
我们感觉这个很抽象。
We felt that this is very abstract.
我们不觉得像时间这么实在。
Eternity does not feel as solid as time.
其实呢，永远对于我们来讲并不是抽象的东西。
But eternity should not be abstract.
我们都晓得，我们一蒙恩得救，我们就跟永远发生关系。
Because whenever we were saved, we have something to do with eternity.
当我们在听福音的时候
，When we listen to the gospel,
人就告诉我们说，你只要相信耶稣基督，就可以得着什么永远的生命。
They tell you when you believe in Jesus Christ, what do you get? Eternal life.
所以我们一得救，我们里面就跟永远发生关系。
So whenever we were saved, we became connected to eternity.
然后下面我们个人的生活呢，就是为着这个永远的生命做见证。
And our life, our daily living is to be testifying for this eternity.
当这个永远的生命在我们的里面
，When this eternity is within us,
我们有了一些经历的时候
，We have experiences.
那么我们就起来做见证。
So we come up and give testimony.
所以我们因此可以简单的这样说。
So we can say this simply.
是永远才是真正的见证。
If it is eternity, then it's a true testimony.
这个在个人的身上是这样。
And this is true in our personal life.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会也是这样。
But within the church, it's also this way.
我们晓得神对于教会的意念是非常的丰富。
We know that God's desire for the church is very abundant.
我们从圣经里面几乎可以找出十几种不同的称呼。
And we can find at least in many different descriptions of the church.
我们可以从各方各面来解释这个教会的这个意义。
We can explain the meaning of the church in different way, different angles.
教会本身这个名字就很有意义。
And even the word church itself is very meaningful.
那么教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
用会幕和圣殿，你也可以解释教会的意义。
And if you use the tabernacle and the temple, you can explain the meaning of the church.
教会是神的国度。
And the church is also the kingdom of God.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is also the body of Christ.
教会是新人。
The church is a new man.
教会是主的心腹和羔羊的妻。
And the church is the bride of the Lamb and also the wife of the Lamb.
教会是金金的灯台。
And the church is also the golden lampstand.
教会是那座圣城。
And the church also is that holy city.
教会是神的战士。
And the church is also God's warrior.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在其他的经文里面还可以看见，教会呢是田地，是房屋。
And we also see in other scripture that the church was mentioned as lands and houses.
我们晓得有这么多的一些的名称。
We know that there's all these different descriptions.
就说明了这个教会在神的意念中间是多么宝贵、多么丰富的一件事情。
We see that how much God has treasured the church.
所以当我们读圣经的时候呢，圣灵呢不仅把这些名称的意义启示在我们里面。
When we read the Bible, not only the Holy Spirit will give this meaning in our heart.
就怎么更重要的一件事情。
But more importantly,
是要叫我们能够活出这些名称的那个属灵的意义，那个属灵的实际。
But more important is for us to live out the spiritual reality of the meaning of these words.
所以我们都晓得今天呢，教会在地上呢，要能活出那个属灵的实际，那才是真正的见证。
And we know that the church has to live out that spiritual reality, then there will be true testimony.
我们晓得这个属灵的这个实际呢，就是基督的意义。
And we know that spiritual reality is the meaning of Christ.
而基督的意义呢，就是永远的性质。
And the meaning of Christ is eternity.
所以我们今天呢，如果不能把永远带到时间的里面，
So today if we cannot bring eternity into time,
或者说我们的见证不是出于永远的，
Or to say that our testimony is not originated from eternity,
那个都不是见证，
Those are not testimonies.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore brothers and sisters,
今天教会在地上要追求那个属灵的实际，
Church on earth want to pursue that spiritual reality,
那么才有真正的永远的意义。
Then we'll have that true meaning in eternity.
而那个永远的意义就是基督的一个表现。
And the meaning of eternity is to express Christ.
所以难怪呢，在使徒们的这些书信的里面呢。
So therefore, no wonder in the books of the that was written by the apostles.
他们对于教会的认识。
Their understanding of the church.
并不太多讲到教会的本身。
They did not talk about the church itself much.
而是叫我们注意认识基督。
But they want us to pay attention to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以这样说呢，认识基督有多少，那个教会的意义就有多少。
To the degree that we understand Christ, that the meaning of the church is
我们经历基督有多少。
To the degree that we experience Christ,
活出那个教会的实际就有多少。
That is how much we can live out the reality of spiritual reality.
所以当他们提到教会时，也叫人多注意基督。
So when they mention the church, they want people to pay attention to Christ.
所以 Sparks 弟兄有一句很出名的话。
So therefore, our brother Spark has a very famous saying.
他说 ，Church is measured according to Christ.
教会是跟着基督来衡量的。
这句话很重要。
This is a very important saying.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上教会的生活
，Today our church life on earth
一定要有那个实际的属灵实际的一个表现。
We must have the manifestation of the spiritual reality.
当然，圣经也给我们看见了，要能够把这个实际把它表现出来。
Also, the Bible show us in order to show this reality.
它有一些基本的条件。
There are some basic requirements.
那么第一个重要的条件
，The first requirement
就是主的生命。
It is to have the life of the Lord.
是出于主的生命。
This is from the life of the Lord.
那么第二方面的意义。
The second.
就是说呢，需要有十字架的工作。
We need to have the work of the cross.
必须有十字架在教会中把我们天然的生命剪除它。
We must have the work of the cross to take away our natural life.
第三件事情
The third thing.
就是需要有圣灵的主权。
And we must have the authority of the lordship of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，如果缺了其中任何一个条件，就活不出那个实际来。
If we lack any one of those three things, we cannot live out the spiritual reality.
所以今天神给教会所定下这么多的名称。
So therefore, the Lord gave us so many different names.
我们晓得这每一个名称里面都有它属灵的实际在里面。
We know that every name has point to a different spiritual reality.
我们必须把那个其中的那个属灵的实际把它活出来。
We must live out these spiritual realities.
而今天教会在地上。
Today, when the church is on earth,
通常我们来讲那个最大的见证就是身体的见证。
We see that the greatest testimony is the testimony of the body.
我想也许我就这个点，那么和弟兄姊妹们简单的交通一下。
And on this point, I will share a little more.
我们晓得以弗所书第一章这个最后的一节。
We see that in Ephesians chapter 1, the last verse.
那里讲到说，教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
And we see that the church is his body, it is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
弟兄姊妹们，通常啊，我们一般的弟兄姊妹啊。
And ordinarily when our brothers and sisters.
我们对于教会，如果我们说呢，教会呢，是一个宗教团体。
We felt that the church is an organization of religion.
这个被大体的弟兄姊妹们所接受。
And this is accepted by the majority of the brothers and sisters.
或者说我们说教会呢是一个组织。
Or we say that the church is a organization.
那这个我们也能明白。
And we can understand that.
我们说教会是个团体。
We see that this is congregation.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得这个说法上面来讲的话有点讲究。
But we know that there's a difference in how we mention this.
我们可以说教会是一个团体。
We can say that the church is a congregation.
但是呢，团体不一定是教会。
But a congregation might not be a church.
今天主在地上不是要得着团体。
The Lord is not trying to obtain a congregation.
今天主在地上是要得着身体。
The Lord wants to obtain a body.
所以因此我们在一起的聚会，我们必须认识什么是身体。
So therefore, when we gather together, we must understand what is a body.
我们要追求那个身体的实际。
We want to pursue the reality of the body.
弟兄姊妹，这样基督的丰满才能被彰显出来。
So that the fullness of Christ can be manifested.
我们今天能看见有很多基督徒的团体。
We see that many Christian organizations.
里面有很多爱主的弟兄和姊妹。
They have many brothers and sisters that love the Lord.
但是确实没有呢那个身体的建立。
But we do not see the building up of the body.
今天大多数基督徒的这个讲坛呢。
And
the
majority of the pulpit of among Christians
都是劝勉弟兄姊妹要做好基督徒。
It's to encourage brothers and sisters to be a good Christian.
我们前面的弟兄告诉我们，
our brothers before us tell us，
如果你要做好基督徒，
if you want to be a good Christian，
你可以是个单独的，
you can be an individual。
但是如果你认识了身体，
if you know of body，
你就看见你乃是身体上的一个肢体。
You know that you are but a member of the body。
如果你要做一个肢体。
If you want to be a member,
你就没有办法单独。
Then you cannot be the individual.
因为我们身体上没有哪一个肢体是可以单独存在。
There's no member on our body that can be exist individually.
它必须和其他的肢体连在一起。
It must be connected with other members.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们不仅要做一个好基督徒。
Today, not only we want to be a good Christian.
我们要在教会里面做好的肢体。
We want to be good members.
就像人盖建造房屋一样。
It's like someone building a house.
如果今天我们来到这里，我们看见这里有一大堆的非常好的这个木材。
And today, when we come here, we see great and beautiful lumber.
那里有很好的钢铁。
And there is great steel.
啊，那里有一堆玻璃。
And we see glasses.
那里有一堆的这个水泥。
And we also see some concrete.
哎，还有很多电线，很多管子在这里。
And we see a lot of pipes and wires and everything.
每一样的材料都是最好的。
Every one of these materials are the best.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们到这里来的时候呢，我们能不能说就是这个房屋呢？
But when we come together, can you see that being a house?
弟兄姊妹们，神不能称那个为房，我们不能称那个为房屋，对不对？
We cannot call that a house.
今天我们也看见，在地上有很多团体里面，实在有很多爱主的弟兄和姊妹。
And we see in many different organizations that there are brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord.
我也曾经碰见过在不同团体里面很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
And in different organizations, even myself, I have met many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们个人的生活操守爱主都是我们赶不上。
And even their practice in their daily life is something that I cannot even compare myself to. But in that meeting, we cannot see the testimony of the body. God is not satisfied with just good materials. Our brother also mentioned
that. In
Genesis, when we're talking about these pearl and gold and precious stone,
那是好的, 是令人羡慕的,
those are good, it's admirable.
但是神必须把它带到最后建立成那座新,
but God must lead it until the end when it builds it up as a city. So therefore in Revelation chapter
21, 金金珍珠宝石现在呢变成了一座完整建立的城。
And we see those pile of gold and precious stone and pearl was built up as a complete city.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，神不以团体为满足。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, God is not satisfied with just congregations.
神要得到身体。
God wants to obtain a body.
我们必须和我们的弟兄姊妹们能够联系在一起。
We must be able to connect with our brothers and sisters.
我们按照神的安排。
According to His arrangement.
个人尽个人的职分。
We will serve our function.
教会,
then the church would have a body built up.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but we need to see eternity for this.
祷告主,
we pray that the Lord will open up
然后我们再,
open our hearts so that we see this.
我们,
so that we will pursue after this.
能够让我们在地上的聚会, 能够有基督身体的表现,
so that our gathering on earth would have the manifestation of Christ's body.
属灵的实际,
that we have the spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹们,
with that, then there will be manifestation of Christ. With the manifestation of Christ, there's meaning in eternity. Because that is according to the eternal purpose that is from the beginning.
启示录提醒我们,
Revelation reminds us,
时候不多了,
time is but a little. God will still keep us on earth.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的一生在 主的跟前,
our whole life is before the Lord.
若是要不徒劳, 不空跑,
if you do not want to run in vain or labor in vain,
我们必须认识什么是神永远的旨意,
we must understand God's eternal purpose.
我们要根据这个永远的旨意,
and according to this eternal purpose,
弟兄姊妹们在地上追求耶稣基督的见证,
and on earth we pursue the testimony of Jesus Christ,
追求教会的见证,
pursue the testimony of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
到了千年国度里面的时候,
until the millennium,
或许我们能得神的称许,
maybe we will be rewarded by the Lord,
能够得着神的奖赏,
and receive the reward.
否则的话呢,
otherwise,
可我们还需要有1000年用来补课,
maybe we will need to use that millennium years to make up.
然后呢, 再进入永远,
then we will enter into eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们在地上追求教会的见证,
on earth, when we pursue after the testimony,
我们必须看见在神永远的旨意里面, 教会在时间和永远里面的关系,
we must understand the relationship between the church in eternity and the church in time.
我们请低头再一点祷告,
let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在承认用人的话语是多么不容易把你永远的旨意说明。
Lord, we confess that the word of man cannot fully express your will.
但是我们信托那真理的圣灵,
but we put our trust in the truth, the Holy Spirit of truth.
他能借着这些不完全的信息在弟兄姊妹里面做完全的开启。
By our incomplete words, He can do that complete work within our brothers and sisters.
主啊, 让我们在今天就明白你那永远的旨意,
let us understand your eternal purpose today.
好叫我们在地上教会的生活实在是你自己的见证,
so that on earth, our church life, it is your testimony.
在还有不多的时间里面,
in this short time,
愿我们能忠心,
may we be faithful,
愿我们能顺服,
may we be obedient.
愿我们能叫你的心得到满足。
May we be pleasing to your heart.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
By the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.